Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
As good old JR would say, we got our last commercial break out of the way, folks, and we are with you until the top of the hour.
What would Michael Cole say? What'd he say?
Oh, my God! I can't believe Dr. King said that.
They got Michael Cole in there. It's crazy.
Michael Cole on the call for Dr. King's heel turn. It's spectacular. Just spectacular. Keep It G said they have a Malcolm X Dr. King video. He said he was going to tag us in it.
Oh,
don't forget to tag us in it because I'm going to need to see this.
No.
I'm going to need to see it. Nah, it does. After I see this. It's common belief that Nikola Jokic is the best basketball player in the world. I think they just did the general manager's survey that said the general managers expect Nikola Jokic to win the MVP this year. He's just constantly in that category. It's him. It's Giannis. It was Joel for a while. Shea has worked his way into that conversation. He's not going anywhere. All of them had valid claims to the best basketball player in the world. But, man, I don't know if she's literally second, but she is in the conversation. The last 2 month stretch that Asia Wilson has had is one of the most incredible stretches I've ever seen from a basketball player, regardless of gender.
Man.
And she hit the game-winning shot in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals last night to put the Aces... your Aces.
That's right.
One game away from what feels like an improbable third championship, scoring her 33rd and 34th point of the game to go along with 14 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 blocks.
Goodness gracious.
I'll always be partial to Maya Moore and Diana Taurasi because I got to watch them, particularly Maya, up close at UConn. I was in Connecticut through her whole 4-year career. I never saw Maya lose. But something about watching Asia Wilson is just like I'm watching someone who is significantly like Maya was like an assassin. I remember in the tournament when they were tied with, I don't know if it was Notre Dame, maybe it was Louisiana, it was somebody. They're tied at like halftime. Mm-hmm. And, they're down by 4. And Maya comes out, or UConn comes out. Maya ties the game. And I just kept thinking, on like, as she's walking the ball up the court, I went full Kamara here. I was like, she's going to pull up. She pulls up, drains the 3. Everyone in that arena knew it was over and the route was on. And Diana is that same assassin. Like, that is what she, the white mom, but like, she is a killer. But I don't know that either one of them are better than Asia Wilson. Asia is like a next generation basketball player in the WNBA. She is phenomenal.
She is unbelievably dominant in this league and has been for better part of, what, 4-5 years at this point. And what she's done this year and what she's been able to do with this Aces team.
Well, I want to say she's been the best player in the league for the better part of 4 years, 5 years. She's been one of the best players in the league since she entered it in, I think, 18.
Yeah. Yeah. Facts. What she's done this year with the literal definition of this is ridiculous. How are we playing this way? I'm sick of seeing this. I'm going to change everything. She actually did it. I can't remember seeing an athlete do something like this in a team sport.
Mm-hmm.
The Aces, what you say they lost by 50?
On August 2nd, I believe. Yeah, August 2nd or August 3rd, they lost by 50 to the Minnesota Lynx.
They were, how many, what was their record?
They were below 500.
I thought so. I thought it was like two or three games.
I was going to say four, but it might not have been that many.
And at that moment, she said, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. Her numbers go through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Go through the roof. And then the team's winning goes through the roof. You guys help me out in the chat, or if you want to call or on the Elk Grove Kia talk line, whatever. Remind me if there's another person in sports who has done something like this.
There's only one that I can think of.
What you think?
It's Patrick. It's Patrick Mahomes. He's the only one that I can think of who I could even put in this conversation.
Well, okay, to your point, when you talk about the way the career goes, the winning, all this other stuff, specifically to this season and how she did that, like we were bad. We were an average team.
Oh, I got you. I'm sorry.
We were an average team, and I said, nah, I'm done with that. We're not going to be average no more. I'm not going to be a little above average. Get on my back. I can't remember a player doing that.
Oh, my God. Please let me be able to add these in. Oh, it won't let me add the playoff games in. Oh, come on. Oh, it did. Okay. Oh, did they? Oh, I don't think it's letting me add the playoff games in. Since that game. No, that's not right. Basketball Reference can be really frustrating sometimes.
Still don't always know how to operate that thing.
So, in the 16 regular season games from August 2nd, so they played the next night against the Valkyries, till the end of the regular season, 16 games. They didn't lose any of those, by the way. Asia averaged 26 points, 12 rebounds, just under three assists, and just under two blocks. I am desperately, because it will blow these numbers through the roof, if I can add in, and it won't let me. I'm trying to add in the playoffs, and it won't let me. In the 11 playoff, well, I guess it wouldn't. I stand corrected, because they're exactly the same. In the 11 playoff games, 26 and a half, 10, just over three, two steals per game, 2.5 blocks per game. In the 11 playoff games, they have lost three times since that Lynx game on August 2nd. Three times. Ooh. In the last 2 months. All three of them were in the playoffs.
Ooh.
And they have yet to lose in the WNBA finals, and I don't believe they will.
Soren in the chat says 07 and 18 LeBron. I see where you're going, and I'm not saying that the competition
18,
is the same.
Was that the mass exodus year?
That was. And was they were probably hanging around. I can find out. Were they hanging around 500 around? Because it was rough for them.
Yeah,
that's why everybody thought
that was the Isaiah Thomas
year. Yeah, people were getting traded all over the place.
Yeah,
so they might have been hanging around 500 or maybe fifth, sixth seed, something like that around that time. And then they ended up winning the Eastern Conference and going to the NBA Finals. So maybe that is a accurate team to talk about, but they didn't win the finals. They about to win the finals.
Okay, February 8th, the only marker I could think to search was to get the quickest result is what was the Cleveland Cavaliers record when they traded Isaiah Thomas? Mm. They were 31-22.
Yeah, that's not what the Aces were.
Well,
that's disappointing.
Well,
but it's not what the Aces were.
Who is to tell the whole story?
I haven't heard from him in a while.
They were 31-22. Since Christmas, remember this was February 8th, they were 7-13. 20 games, they were 7-13 in those games. And that was one of the craziest trade deadlines of all time because they just traded their entire roster.
Yeah. And if I have this correct, I'm looking kind of at the same thing. They were 31-22. They ended up going, math isn't my strong suit, but I think 19-9 to finish the season.
Okay.
After the trade deadline.
19-9.
19-9, you end up winning three rounds in the playoffs and getting to the NBA Finals.
Is 2007 LeBron the Pistons?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't remember the regular
season. That one at all either.
But in, to Soren's point, the 2007 LeBron encompasses, like we're talking Asia Wilson right now, we're not just talking the regular season. We're talking the 16 games to close out the regular season and the 11 I think she's played so far here on, in the playoffs. 16 plus 11, that's 27. 24-3.
Oof. Mm. Oof. This, the ironically, it looks like the low mark for that 2007 Cavs team was 31-22 on February 15th.
LeBron was like, I've seen this before. Hey, they got to go.
All right,
so I'm not scoring 27 straight again.
Say their last loss, they end up going 30-22 at one point, and then they kind of took off. That was a loss.
I don't even remember them taking off in the regular season.
I don't either. I want to say they were like a 4 seed maybe.
Mm.
Yeah. But I remember LeBron taking off
point
in game
being,
5 of that series.
Point, well.
Man.
Point being, whether Soren, whether we work Patrick Mahomes into this conversation, whether we work Nikola Jokic, Giannis Antetokounmpo, it is very, very, very elite company that Asia Wilson is keeping right now.
Yeah.
Very
special.
Elite.
Special, man. And that shot that she was able to hit to win it last night, it's an all-timer. That's an all-time NBA shot right there.
Yeah.
Man, what a moment.
Yeah. I wish she had waited a split second longer so the clock would have expired. There's something just special about
that
clock.
Just let it keep going.
There's just something special about that clock expiring when that ball goes through the hoop, but Asia is on the verge of her third WNBA championship, almost certainly her second WNBA Finals MVP. She's already won her fourth WNBA MVP. She's already won her third Defensive Player of the Year. Jeez.
Goodness gracious. How old is Asia? She's like 28?
Asia's 29.
29.
And the only thing I truly, truly care about is Asia Wilson winning her third gold medal.
Mm.
I need Asia to win one more.
I think she will, but
I
on
sure
both
so.
The men's and the women's side, France is ready to.
It's a one-point game. 2 years
France
ago,
is ready to play.
Everyone like, and understandably, I get it. Everyone goes to Steph and that incredible 2-game stretch that Steph Curry had, that game against France, the game against Serbia. The women beat France by a point in the gold medal game. Mm-hmm. A point. Mm.
Well,
I'm gonna need y'all
hopefully
to win.
I'm there.
I'm gonna need y'all to win by 30 in LA. We need y'all to win by 30. Shout out Kara Lawson. She's the coach of the women's national team. Yeah. We learned today that Eric Spoelstra will be the coach of the men's national team.
Shout out Coach Spo. This is, he's going to be the starting like now, right? Like it's not.
Yeah.
Kerr's got one.
No, it starts right now. Yeah. The, like Harris first camp is like a week away.
Yeah. That's crazy too.
I'm guessing Asia won't be there. That's just a guess.
That's crazy. That's a week. Cause they got to do the FIBA, the World Cup, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. World Cup is coming up
in 26. And then you got the Olympics in 28. So, man, this is how do you feel? I think it's great. How do you feel about international basketball now being like a real competitive thing? We grew up on
Angola.
It was just USA.
Oh, Argentina. They're going to be.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A true test. No, it wasn't Argentina. It was Lithuania.
Lithuania
is going to be a true test.
Yeah,
it was a tight one here, but the dream team winds up winning by 25.
And even when they did end up losing, it was just like one team. It was just Argentina, you know, who would give problems, Spain or something like that. But now you got four or five different countries on both the women's and the men's side that make it a true tournament. Mm-hmm. I think it's dope. I don't want to see the USA lose, not this time on both sides, but
yeah.
I think there's going to come a time in the near future, in the next 10 years, where like these Olympics and world, these are real tournaments where it's like five countries could win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's awesome.
Don't be in LA.
No.
God, don't be in LA. No. The pressure, like, and the pressure of that program.
But we talk about France, though. But USA going to have some girls coming down the pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
Juju going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
Paige is going to play. Age is going to be there again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kaitlyn going to be there again.
Yeah.
The firepower is going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Gonna need y'all to win.
I'm rocking with them. I'm rocking with them.
I would hope so.
I think they're gonna win.
Anti-American Kenny Caraway. What are you gonna do next? Kneel for the national anthem? Jeez.
They're gonna get that one. They're gonna get that one. Yeah. The men, I'm not so sure.
Normally, this is your line, but I'm trying. D'Lo and KC live from the Olympics.
Let's go.
2028.
Let's go.
2028. It will have been, 20 years since the only other time I went to the Olympics in 08.
Yeah.
20 years.
Yeah, it's going to be fire. The Olympics in LA going to be dope. I can't wait.
A traffic disaster, but yes. Dope indeed.
They've been preparing for the traffic for
you
like 10 years
to.
Though.
You should have like what I heard they did in Beijing. This wasn't even to eliminate traffic as much as what to eliminate smog.
Mm.
This is a true thing. You could only drive on certain days. So if you had an odd number license plate, mm-hmm. you could drive on these days. If you had an even number license plate, you could drive on these days. And that reduced the smog. And when it started to get bad during the Olympics, you talk about incredible timing. Sometime in the second week, there was a massive rainstorm.
Mm.
And it cleared all that stuff out.
Mm.
All that smog and nastiness and everything was just cleared out for a handful of days. And it got you to the closing ceremony.
Mm. Lucky them. That down there, they were working on the roads and the public transportation and stuff when I was still living there. I've been back here for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they were
okay. Lake Show.
What does that have to do?
Well, I just context. Like, you are from L.A.
No, I'm not
like
from
Reese.
L.A.
Where's Reese from?
He's from L.A. Technically. I'm not. I'm from Sacramento. Me and Ryan, no, we're from Sacramento. That's how it is. I was just living there, just working down there. That's all.
Where's the missus from?
She's from Fresno.
Closer to L.A.
Well, it's in between. I think mileage wise, it's closer. To Sacramento.
I want
to
see the miles. I want to know which one's closer.
Well, no, because it takes 2.5 hours to get to Fresno.
Oh,
and from Fresno to LA is like 4 hours, three and a half. Right. Yeah, she's Sacramento. Fair enough. She's Sacramento. Don't tell her that though. But that's crazy. They were planning that probably about 10 years ago, and they've got three more years to go. And everything should be good to go. We'll see. I don't know what it's going to look like. I cannot imagine that place with like, yeah, just public transportation. Just hop on the L train. Like, I can't. No. But that's what they're going to try.
God bless Southern California.
I was really hoping they would. Because did you remember they had the talk of maybe they would go as far up as here in Sacramento for some events? I was hoping that would happen, but.
Yeah, all of the events have been laid out, right?
Yeah, they should have went here for softball. So I was going to say, Oklahoma.
Isn't something here?
I don't know.
I thought something on the water was. Maybe not. Maybe not. That would be dumb. That doesn't make any sense.
Oklahoma.
Well, that's dumb.
They caught a wrong deal.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I was in the LA Olympics in 2028 in Oklahoma. What was that? Like, I don't remember if softball runs 2 weeks. Can you go to the opening ceremony? Can you go to closing ceremony? Can you have an Olympic experience at all?
They caught a raw deal, man.
I still have Asia's award page open. 3-time SEC player of the year, 2-time SEC defensive player of the year, 2-time SEC tournament MVP, 4-time first team all SEC.
Oh my gosh. Four-time first team.
One.
That's crazy.
Scoring champ twice. Block leader 5 times. 4-time all-defensive first team.
Isn't she a Commissioner's Cup champion?
She did the Aces win the Commissioner's Cup?
Oh, maybe not. But I
don't think they did.
I remember when the first in-season tournament, we were like, they're not going to use that as people's resume. And then we went to one WNBA play.
And the Commissioner's Cup was there. Yeah. I don't think the Aces have won the Commissioner's Cup.
I don't think they have either now that I think about it. But maybe it was Breonna Stewart. Did the Storm win?
I think it was the Liberty. Or maybe the Storm did win.
But the basis was they're going to eventually in the NBA say, he's a 2-time in-season tournament champion.
No, Stewie is a 2-time Commissioner's Cup champion.
What's it called?
She did win the Commissioner's Cup.
Asia did?
In 2022. The Aces, I said she because she won it by herself. The Aces did win the Commissioner's Cup in 2022.
And what's it? Emirates. 2-time Emirates champion.
No, that's the men, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's what they're going to say.
Oh.
That's what they're going to say for Domantas Sabonis' Hall of Fame case. He's a 2-time.
I didn't mean to laugh at that. Sorry. The WNBA Commissioner's Cup is presented by. Well, they pay. It's presented by Coinbase.
Come on.
What it is.
Come on, man. They could have got a better sponsor.
The WNBA announced that Coinbase has acquired the naming rights of the cup. Didn't say how long
it lasts. Get Kathy out of here, man. They got to have a better sponsor than Coinbase.
I'm trying to. Coinbase has over 100 million users, Kenny.
Very successful.
The company operates in over 100 countries and holds $400 billion in assets. Has anyone ever used Coinbase before?
Maybe I need to start.
I have. I'm going to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I have.
For what?
Investing.
What?
Investing. It's an investing app. You buy cryptocurrency. I don't use it anymore. I use Robinhood now. Do I sound that? You probably didn't expect me to say that at
no,
all.
No, first of all, I'm proud of you,
thank you,
young man, yeah, for man. Investing.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that.
You're also speaking a language I do not understand.
Yeah,
I do not understand the investment like in or with cryptocurrency.
Okay.
My homies have been talking about it for years.
And the Kevin Durant story, yeah, where he was locked out of an account that had like, yeah, millions of dollars in it. I was like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I'm familiar with investments. I have someone that does that. Mm-hmm. I don't, it's not, and none of it is cryptocurrency.
Yeah. I haven't tapped into
it's
crypto.
It's AT&T.
Yeah.
Like, I've been, that's for the better, definitely, no doubt. Like, I would not invest that much in cryptocurrency either, honestly. But
yeah, I've been trying to educate myself on it because, like I said, a couple of the homies have been talking about it for some years now and like trying to educate us on it. And I haven't gotten to a comfort level where I'm ready to do it. I'm not there yet.
Unsung Hero says Coinbase is huge. You really didn't know? I know what Coinbase is. I just don't know what they do.
No, that's,
yeah, you just buy it through them. Like, it's a wallet. You just buy it through them.
Yeah.
I can't lie. I still don't know what you're saying. I hear that's your
fair.
Words.
No, that's fair.
But I don't understand what you're saying to me.
Like a crypto bank, maybe?
Yeah, okay. I got nothing, Joe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's not your fault. It's mine. It's very Gen Z of me, you know, as the chat pointed out earlier.
Yeah.
Shout
out Coinbase. If they want to sponsor the show.
Stilo and KC brought to you by cryptocurrency and Coinbase investments here.
We can make
brought
our
to you
own
by
coin.
Robinhood.
Yeah, there you go. We can make our own coin. You know, you can.
Well,
so you got to be careful because anyone can really, if you know what you're doing.
Yo, the world's just
this sounds
wild,
like
bro.
The shadiest damn thing, yeah, I've ever
it
heard
is.
In my life.
Well, the
it
world's
is.
Just getting crazy.
Wait, isn't that what De'Aaron got?
Oh,
he ain't here. Was he gonna get madder at me? Isn't that what De'Aaron got involved in?
Yeah,
kind
got,
of.
Yeah, he got in a little situation with that.
So he had. You know what? I'll drop it. It don't even matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, because when that story dropped, I didn't understand it. I was like, you guys did what? Okay.
It's a weird one for sure.
you guys don't realize this keeps getting worse. Brian says, it's like Ticketmaster for cryptocurrency.
There you go.
What?
That's a good way to put it.
Well, so I go to a concert? You know what? Why don't we talk about football? Why don't we talk about something that makes us look less stupid? God bless it, man. Eagles are in New York to face the Giants tonight.
Oh, I got my eye on this game.
Yeah, I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, I got my eye on this
game. I'm glad you said it because I thought it would be a little dumb if I said it, given that I kind of like the Giants.
Yeah. Well, I got my eye.
I'm with you, too.
If
But you hate Philadelphia, so it's a tough.
You know, that's kind of waning a little bit. I just don't like them now.
Well,
I actually like the players too.
Nah,
so.
I kid. There's a little tongue in cheek. If we're being honest with the descriptor of tonight's football game, you've eyeballed Philly as a team that you don't think is particularly playing great, despite the fact they're in a very large group of good teams right now that are 4-1.
Yeah, and short week. It's not a lot of travel. It's going to maybe be a little similar to what the Niners had to do with the Rams, as far as a lot of Eagle fans being at MetLife. But you're still going on the road. They don't have everything. They're not, like, in sync right now. And if Daboll is any type of coach that they try to say he is,
mm-hmm,
and Jackson Dart, your boy,
nah,
has any potential.
Let's be careful. That
this is, I'm not saying they should win. I'm saying this is a moment for them right,
yeah,
now.
Yeah, no,
it's
I
an
agree.
Opportunity for them.
It's a... short week, mm-hmm, for Philly. It's a short week on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be a broken record because this is the exact thing we were talking about last week when that 49ers offense we thought was decimated. And I was like, well, it's a road game for sure, but we know what those fans are going to sound like. Let's just keep our eye on it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I feel about this one. Maybe Philadelphia isn't playing their best ball right now. It's a short week. A lot like last week. It's not like it's a long trip for the Eagles. It's right across 95, no problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm with you though. I'm watching this one with a little bit more intrigue than you would think you'd watch a 1-3 team against a 4-1 team.
You know, when the last time I thought the Eagles were a little vulnerable and they could be had, it was a couple weeks ago before the Buccaneers game, and they came out and went to work on that game. Now they end up letting Tampa back into that game, but they were up by 3 scores in the first half. So potentially could be the same situation here tonight. You know, they look a little vulnerable. They don't look like they're clicking on all cylinders, and they go out and they handle the Giants rather easily. That could be the case, but still got my eye on this game. Still got my, so I'll be tapping.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll open up the Prime app for this one.
Oh, that's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
How am I going to watch the baseball game?
Yeah, it's not my favorite.
Same time.
I'll probably go iPad tonight.
I'll have to go in the loft.
Oh God, with your 5 TVs.
There's only 2.
2 that you tell us about. And then the Kings play in Portland tomorrow.
Yes.
So I think I wasn't expecting Coach Marion to glow about the off week as much as he did. You know, he talked real positively about having that time off, and I thought he would be more of like, yeah, we want to get back out there on the field. That's what I expected him to say, because I know that's how Doug's feeling right now.
Yeah.
Doug, and that's one of the – you hear players, coaches say this all the time. It's one of the great things about basketball versus football is something goes south for you, you have an opportunity to get right back out there in the next night or two and kind of correct those things that you saw on film almost in real time. Mm-hmm. And it's – you know, the tough part for those guys, meaning, you know, we heard from Malik earlier – Doug, Malik, you had no problem pinpointing the stuff that went wrong. Doug talked about communication. Malik talked about weak side help. Talked about overhelping. Like, okay, so we all saw it. We all identified it. Now we have to correct it. And you have a fan base who's watching like, oh, you guys making this is the same mistakes. It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. You've pinpointed them. Now you've got to correct them. I think it's sometimes easier to spot mistakes or as Malik was saying, spot bad habits than it is to correct them. It's a lot longer of a process to correct something than it is to spot it.
Right, right. And, you know, it's just something that the fact that they're able to see it, identify it once again, I think is a good sign, you know, because we talked about it all day long and talked about it earlier. They're correctable mistakes. It's not, for me at least, not looking at this team and saying, hey, it's just a bunch of bums out there. They can think all they want, or they can correct or coach all they want. Mm-hmm. They don't have the talent. They're just not good enough. It's kind of, and I'm not trying to be like a smart ass. It's like how I say about the Raiders, right? It's like the Raiders, yeah, they can coach them up and do all this other stuff. They don't have the talent. They're not good enough right now to beat the Colts or beat Washington on a short week or something. Like, they just don't have the talent for those moments. That's not how I look at the Kings. They have the talent. The mistakes that I was seeing yesterday in that first preseason game were all correctable. Hey, trust that these guys are guarding the ball. Don't overhelp. Offensively, we need a little bit more time. We need to work together. We need to get a little bit more cohesion on the offensive end. That's something that could be fixed. That's a positive to me, you know, and that is a sign for me, and I think for Doug Christie and those guys on the team that, that last night isn't who we are, it's how we played.
Mm.
And I think there's a difference.
I think there is a difference. I hope that they show us that they aren't who they were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's great to identify the things that you do wrong. It's a whole different animal to correct them. And I think there are easy things that can be correct. Like DeMar was really passive last night.
Mm-hmm.
That's not DeMar DeRozan at all.
Right.
I don't expect it. And, you know, I don't expect that to be even remotely the case, you know, 13 days from today. DeMar is not going to be passive. Zach was terrific. Keegan, the Kings got on the board with a Keegan Murray dunk in traffic.
That was sick, too. I like that.
It was a good dunk.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, ooh.
That's so outrageous. Prize Picks wouldn't put that on the app. A Keegan Murray dunk in the first 2 minutes in traffic. There's no Prize Picks wouldn't even put that on the app.
No.
And as we outlined earlier, like Dennis was tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dennis did not have a great preseason debut with the Sacramento Kings.
So even there, you look at that, and Dennis will play better, and DeMar will play better.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? So you just look at those two things alone and say, that's not what's going to happen next year.
And still, it's a team that scored – I have the box score here. I feel like it was 30-something. Oh, it was 27. Well, that shoots that. Never mind. I was going to say they scored 27 in the first. That's not a bad number at all. They scored 44 in the fourth when the game was essentially over. And you had – we didn't really talk about this, but, like, Max played the entire fourth quarter. I think Devin made his debut – maybe like 4 minutes left in the third.
Yeah.
And I think he got a dunk or a lay-in right away because of some work on the defensive end. Like you had some guys in that stretch play pretty good basketball. I walked away from last night's game not being really clear as to where we're going with all of this other than I do think Neek is going to play a lot. Neek was the only one. And, they played a lot more than I expected. Like the starters played well into the second half.
Yeah.
With the exception of Zach. Neek.
Zach put his clothes.
Yeah. Neek Neek's started the second half with the starting unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably when you talk about offseason storylines where you look for a takeaway, Neek's going to be a part of what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I totally agree. Honestly, so a couple of my buddies as well, they came to me and they were like, dude, Neek Clifford looks good. I'm like, yeah, I mean, I like the way he was distributing last night. I mean, especially for it being his first game with us actually on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to see what he's bringing this year. Like, I think he might be a big playmaker for us, and that would be huge. That would be so good.
Yeah, having a reliable rotational player like Neek who can play a couple of different positions would be amazing.
No, absolutely. And a guy that can, like you said, play a number of different spots on the floor, can handle the basketball from a number of different places on the floor, can create for others. You know, we saw that last night with what he was able to do when they were making that run. And, you know, he was getting his buckets. He was also dishing out. He had 9 assists on the night, so he was dishing out to his teammates as well. That reminds me.
Hmm.
Have you downloaded the Prize Picks app and you had more than, I don't know, 7 assists for Neek Clifford? Would have won you a couple of dollars last night. Would have won you a couple of dollars. And you can do that all NBA preseason long. You can do that all WNBA finals long. You can do that all NFL season long, NCAA football, Major League Baseball playoffs. You can do it all year long. There's so many things going on right now. You can handle anything that you need to on Prize Picks. Download the app, put in the promo code KIFM. That'll get you $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Just put in the promo code KIFM, and right then and there, you get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks.
Ooh.
It's good to be right.
It's great to be right.
Scooter.
All right. Hey, Scooter, you're participating in this?
Yeah, Scooter is.
Scott, I expect better from you.
I think this is Scooter's first win of the season.
He's yeah, because right. He normally doesn't participate in this nonsense.
He's right there next to WSKF.
What does that stand for again?
West Sac Kings fan.
Okay, you talking about preseason? I'm kind of flirting with tonight's game.
Oh, the football game?
Yeah, they got a
I saw that.
They got a demon for Jackson Dart at 199.5. That feels one really high for Jackson Dart. Two, it feels really high for a Thursday night.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take it. I also took a Saquon Barkley more.
What's that for yardage?
Receiving yards. Mm. They got a demon for Saquon at 39.5 receiving yards.
Huh. What's that history looking like?
He had 58 last game.
And a demon for 39?
Demon for 39.
What do they know?
They got a goblin for both quarterbacks at a half touchdown.
Yeah. See, I feel like I would take that for Jalen, not for Jackson for some reason.
Jalen, what's this get me up to? 10.5 times my money. That's a power play. I'm not that confident. Let's go to a flex play. Let's flex.
You could go.
I got two demons and a goblin.
You could go demon on the Jalen Hurts touchdowns at 1.5 passing touchdowns.
Yeah, not gonna do that. Don't you
not
worry about
gonna be able to do it.
Watch your own money, pal. Who they had? Oh, do they got AJ Brown on the books? Ooh, oh, well, they had a little meeting. Did you see that?
I did see that.
They had a little meeting.
Mm. They got him.
He was like, no, it's not a players only meeting. We was just talking. AJ Brown, I don't know.
Half a touchdown. 0.5 receiving or rush touchdowns. That's a demon.
You can go more or less on targets.
Less.
He's got 8 targets. They go more or less?
Less.
You think so?
Yeah, less.
What's the history? 11.
I'm going to say
oh, that's yards.
Six.
I'm sorry. Oh, Joe's making us end the show. Oh, man. I got to get AJ Brown in here somewhere. Tantrums.
Less. Oh, more. More.
There it is.
More. IG posts. More.
Big thanks to Mike Bibby. Big thanks to Coach Brendan Marion for being with us. We'll wrap up the week tomorrow. Kyle Mattson will be with us. I think James... Tomorrow's show is a little weird. We'll explain it tomorrow, though. Tap in with us. It all begins at 10 a.m. with the Insiders here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Vamos, Phillies.
You're listening to D'Lo and KC. D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.